Question 6. Now listen to part of a talk in a history class.
Today, we're continuing our series of lectures on the seven wonders of the ancient world with an examination of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. As described by Greek historians, these gardens were built by King Nebuchadnezzar for his wife, who came from a land far from Mesopotamia. Now, from what we've studied about the marriages of nobles, who can tell me why Nebuchadnezzar might marry a woman from far away?
To help Babylon? Like to make powerful friends or trade partners with another area?
Very good, Miss Andrews. That's exactly right. So, one reason he had these gardens built was to keep his wife happy and help maintain Babylon's strong relationship with her homeland. Can anyone think of another reason he might build a great green garden in the middle of the hot, dry Middle East?
To impress and attract people from other cities, like tourism.
That's a good thought. I doubt it was for tourism, but I think it was to impress and attract others. Like the giant cathedrals built by Christians in Europe, these gardens were a show of power, a show of wealth that advertised the Babylon way was the right, or at least the powerful way. Indeed, the advertising might have carried over to the historians who reported the gardens. Early reports described the gardens as 400 feet by 400 feet and as tall as 320 feet. In the late 19th century, however, archaeologists excavated Babylon and found the base of the garden building to be only 100 by 150 feet.
Using points and examples from the talk, explain why Nebuchadnezzar built the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.